Oh, hello, Peggy.
Yes.
Hi, it's Marlene. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good, good. I was over to see Joe last night and Rose, and they're both doing fine. So I don't know if you heard from them in the last little while, but Joe's looking good, really good. Yeah. So that's good. He's getting stronger than we first saw him a little while back.
Right, yes.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling is Dad wants to know if you have Noelin's number. Because he's got a cell, but he's afraid that he might miss her calls if she calls him again. Because he's across the line, he doesn't get good reception. So, do you know her number? In case.
Yes, I do. Just a minute.
Yeah, please.
Does he want to come and stay in the manor, or?
Well, I think he's thinking that. And he's heard that there might be some people that aren't doing too well, so he wants to keep his options open, and he wants to keep in touch. So, and if the other, th well, I'll take the number, and then if she tries to call, if you hear that she's trying to call and he doesn't answer, then maybe call me here in Vancouver because he doesn't always get reception where he's at.
In fact, I'm gonna see her tomorrow night. We're going to a concert together.
Oh, are you? Oh, a concert in Winnipeg?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, good, good. A
And
Christmas.
there's a bunch of girls, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I'll see her tomorrow. So her phone number is 353-2812.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
And
he was offered a room not too long ago, but he never
he
took it.
no, he wasn't ready then, so he wants to know if and when another one does come up. Because he's making other plans, so but he's concerned because of being across the line, and he's right now he's in Washington, but if he goes down further south, which is what he plans on doing, he's not always getting reception where he is now, so he figures it might get worse. So again, if she were to phone him or anything and he doesn't get back to her, within a day or two, then give me a call, and then I can track him through the other person. We can try that. Because how are things at the manor? Like, there's a few that aren't too well, or like
No, I have no idea. I don't know. I really don't know. I just know there was some, that I knew that they had called my nail because Noelien had called here for me for the number, eh? And
right.
then she told me that, he never took it. So I was, yeah, so that's all I know. But I don't know whether it's been filled up or not.
Yeah, I know Madame Legault, I think, is waiting for a room in Winnipeg. We had heard that, but I don't know, and she's still there. So, but things change from day to day, right? So, he was keeping in touch just in case when the time was right, eh? So, and now he's
Well,
concerned.
so what is Lionel doing in Washington?
Well, he's with a friend right now, but they're gonna go south because it's nice and warm. He doesn't like the rain, and he was in Yuma last year, so they might end up going back there, or who knows? They also know somebody in Palm Springs, so it's like everybody in Manitoba, right? They head south, so why not do that? Otherwise, it's just rain here. It's gonna get ugly for the rest of the winter. So, what's
So you want Marilyn to call him on his cell phone then, or?
She can try the cell first, and then if he doesn't get back to her in a short period of time, like a day or two, or and because if he's out during the day, he's not taking his calls, right? And he's gonna find the cheapest plan, because he doesn't it costs a lot of money on his little cell, eh? Because it's roaming charges every time it's long distance. So, and if he doesn't get back to her shortly, then call here, and then I'll track him down through the other fellow. But
What number is that? Or are you going to tell her what number that is?
yeah, well, I'll find out which phone they use, because when they go to the States, they usually go on this what they call the FIDO plan. I don't know if you've heard of that, but that's a good plan down there, and majority of people that go to the States pick up that plan, because you're not under contract, and the long distance is so much better, eh? And it's the Fido. I'm not the Fido. I'm sorry. It's called the Jitterbug down there. I got it mixed up there. We have Fido here, but Jitterbug is very well known in the States, and it's for single. It's for seniors too, because they've got really big phones with big keypads, eh? So,
Okay, well, you can phone her and let her know. Tell her that, I guess.
yeah. Okay. I wasn't okay.
Okay, all right.
So
So,
this.
bye-bye.
So what's it like in Manitoba? Is it pretty cold right now?
Oh, it's winter.
It's winter. You guys have got a lot of snow.
We've got lots of snow already,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh, a foot or two, or
Pardon me?
a foot or two, a foot.
Oh, yeah, more than, yeah, we got lots. Yeah, we've blown the budget already for the
Oh, really, eh?
cleaning the streets, yeah, the city, yeah.
It's supposed to be a real cold winter this year, though.
Yeah, Well, yeah, but we've also got lots of snow, so.
Yeah, right. And it'll stay. Because I know we had snow for 2 days last week, and it caused a big havoc, but majority of people just wait for the rain to come to clear it, eh?
Yeah, right.
But there was quite a few accidents, so we're feeling it already. But it got milder, so hopefully we get a good winter and not too much snow, eh?
Right, yeah.
But that's fine then.
Okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'll pass that on to him because, like I said, his coverage goes in and out, so he was getting concerned. So he says, "No, can you phone Peggy for me?" I said, "Sure," and I'll get the number and I'll pass on the word so that he's not out of touch, you know, because he won't be phoning all the time. But he, like I said, the reception's not the greatest, so he doesn't want to use his little Manitoba phone, eh?
Right.
It's way too expensive, so, you know, he's got to conserve his money to enjoy himself, eh?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, good. And you're feeling okay? You're doing good?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No operations or anything coming up?
Oh yeah, there is, but I'm just waiting. I have to get 2 shoulder replacements.
Oh, but not till after Christmas, I hope, eh?
Oh no. It's a long waiting period. You got to wait so long to get anything done here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Oh. It's about a 2-year waiting list. So, but probably by the summer, I think I should.
Oh my
God. I'll do one, but then I'll have to wait another couple of years to do the other one.
That's ridiculous. Is that how backlogged you guys are in Manitoba? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, for something like this, eh? It's not emergency, so you wait.
So elective surgery takes a lot longer, eh?
Yeah,
I know, because Dad had a cataract appointment in the summertime, and he wasn't going to cancel that because, you know, we've got a wait list, but it's a couple of months. It's not quite as bad as Manitoba, eh?
Yeah.
So he wanted to make sure he didn't lose that, because then you get put back on a waiting list, and then if you have to have an operation, then you got to wait again, eh?
Right, yeah.
So far, so good. So, but who knows? The next appointment will tell all, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Well,
we'll talk to you then.
Okay, it was good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.